commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I'm in favor of building a new high school, but only if my neighborhood elementary school is remodeled too. Now, fair is fair. We shouldn't have some teenagers going to a brand new school while younger kids go to a rundown building. I also like those new street lights and sidewalks that have been put up on the east side. But I'll vote against the next project if the west side doesn't get fixed up too. Of course, we should hire two or three more police officers. But only if we hire two or three more drug counselors too. Helping addicts is just as important as arresting them. My alma mater would like to build a new sports stadium. But I'm against it, unless they build a new campus art gallery also. You get the idea that if everything is conditional, if there is an add-on or a special deal to get anything done, it's less likely that anything will get done. And what does get done will be much less, because people will need to be paid off not to make waves. That is what's happening in Milwaukee. A group of community activists are offering support for a new downtown arena for the Bucks basketball team, but only if... Milwaukee Common Ground announced yesterday the price for their support is $250 million. They want the money to be spent on city parks, schools, green space, and youth programs, and they argue that their price is a bargain. The cost of a new arena is at least $400 million. They say they're only asking for a little more than half. Now, there are a couple of obvious problems with this approach. First, Milwaukee is having trouble raising money for just the arena on its own. Coming up with another $250 million is probably putting the project out of reach. Second, the amount for the community parks is astronomically high. Suppose 10 neighborhood parks around downtown Milwaukee were each endowed with $500,000 for maintenance, improvements, and youth programs. I'm sure that they would become the best parks in the entire city. And the price tag for that is $5 million, not $250 million. Then suppose the five most run-down schools near downtown Milwaukee each get a $5 million facelift. No, they wouldn't be rebuilt brick by brick, but the improvements would be substantial. New libraries, up-to-date technology, new classrooms. Even that pie-in-the-sky scenario would only spend 10% of what the community activists are asking for. Of course, the better option is for the Bucks to build their own private arena with their own money, instead of expecting the taxpayers to build the venue that their private for-profit business operates in. But my opposition to taxpayer-funded arenas doesn't keep me from seeing Milwaukee Common Ground for who they are. They are obstructionists. Even that's too kind. Really, they're hostage takers, and $250 million is their ransom demand.